Everybody, welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast. I'm Holly Borges.
I'm Sarah C.
And
I'm inspired by Max, not Max Todd, but Max, Holly's new boyfriend.
Yeah, you know, I searched for him all over Instagram. Did you find him? I found a Max, but it wasn't him.
But maybe, oh, interesting.
It looked like somebody, like, I recognized the person. I found that the manager guy, but not the hot Max or whatever his name is.
Interesting.
We'll put it to the group. I'm sure they can find it.
Oh, wait, is Max the manager?
No, that was like a different guy. That was like Leo or something.
Yeah. I thought Leo was a bartender. I'm pretty sure Max is the one, because in some of the reviews, people referenced him and said, oh, the lovely host Max sat us right away. He was so friendly and da-da-da, like over the top. That's how I...
Oh, okay.
So, pretty sure. Well, whatever
the Max guy on Instagram is really good looking. It just looks different. Like, he looks like Justin Bobby-ish, not like the guy that...
Oh.
Yeah.
And he says he works at TomTom?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe I'm confusing the names. But anyways, the host at TomTom looks like, I would say, a cross between like Justin Bieber and a really young Leonardo DiCaprio, like almost growing pains Leonardo.
I felt, did you ever watch Boardwalk Empire?
No.
Okay, if any of you listeners did, he looks like Jimmy Darmody. He's totally hot. I don't know. He looks like I normally do not crush on people. Well, that's not true. I do. But he oh my gosh, he was so cute. I'm
into him. Do you know who played him?
No, Chad's right behind this door and he'd be so mad that I don't know because he really likes him.
Okay. I was curious if I would recognize or remember, but okay, so should we just start from the beginning on what happened?
Yes.
So we roll up and...
Oh, sorry, his name's Michael Pitt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Google him later. I swear to God, he looks like him. Okay. This guy's older, so picture a younger Michael Pitt, everyone. Okay.
So we roll up, we can't find parking, and you guys should note this, there is no valet at TomTom like there is at Sir, which is not really Sir's valet, it's actually a parking lot company across the street. So we looked for street parking everywhere, couldn't find it, which was odd because it was Monday night, but we ended up just parking in the same parking lot we park at Sir, which their valet uses. But we didn't actually valet this time, which was nice because we saved ourselves some tip money.
Yes.
And then we walked up to TomTom from there, but as we were passing through Pump, we basically, as we were circling around for parking, we passed by TomTom and right outside was Jack's, the Tom's, the motorcycle, everyone was there.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And then Holly said, maybe you should jump out and start filming. But then I felt awkward because it was literally just them out there. Like if there was a bunch of other fans standing around videotaping, I would have, but there wasn't.
And they were like literally on the sidewalk. So I would have like dropped her on the curb and she would have been like face to face with them. So I get it. It was very awkward.
Yeah. There was there was no line for the restaurant. Had there been a few other people out there, or holding their phones up, I would have. But since we were about to try and get in the restaurant, I didn't want any issues for us. Like, oh, they're filming us or they're stalking us. Or I just didn't want any problems.
Yeah.
So that's when we went and parked and Holly was afraid we're going to miss it and that it was over. And you were half right. I mean,
yeah, I got this vibe that they were leaving, that they were like packing up and leaving. And I was like, oh my God, they're going somewhere else. And I saw all of these, like Ubers, like Uber, you know, like, and I'm like, oh my God, they're leaving. We're going to miss it. So I'm like, hurry. But yeah, we made it.
So as we're walking up, we pass by Pump, and we actually end up walking. I'm kind of focused on the, I see the camera crew, and they're kind of putting their cameras into the van. So we're like, oh, she's right. They are packing up. But as I'm looking at the van, I'm realizing I'm walking right in the middle of, like, Brittany, her family, her bridesmaids, like, Kara, and, like, everybody. And Brittany's, like, 2 inches from me. I'm like, holy shit, there's Brittany, and I didn't even realize it. So I think they just had dinner at Pump and they were leaving there because they were definitely filming in Pump. I saw the cameras pointing in there when we were looking for parking. And Kara looked amazing, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. I almost like bumped shoulders with Kara and she looked like Kylie Jenner. Like her face was freaking flawless. And by flawless, I mean, like, I don't even know how to describe her face. It was amazing. Well, you can see photos of it, but she looked really, really pretty.
Think they all got their hair and makeup done because they were, yeah.
I mean, I would get my hair and makeup done every time I was filming. Like, there would be no way I would want to be caught dead not looking good being filmed. But especially, like, being, like, a friend of the cast, you know, like, so I see why she would do that. But, yeah, she looked really good. I mean, she's stunning in person. Her eyes are beautiful. Her skin is beautiful. And, but yeah, there was something different about her. Like, yeah, I get maybe it was just her makeup being done, but she looked great.
But she still scares me, like, cause she's tall and like kind of has this badass vibe. So I feel like I wouldn't want to get in a bar fight with her.
No. Like she would like play dirty.
I will take any cast member. Just not her.
Oh, I'd be scared of a couple of cast members. We should do a thing about that. Like, who would you want to get into a fight with?
Who do you think would be the toughest or scrappiest?
Kristen.
Yeah, I think she'd be pretty scrappy and agile. Brittany's got that bar fight.
Oh, Brittany, yeah. Brittany, I would not underestimate Brittany either. And Katie also.
I know. I feel like Katie has that silent strength where, like, she probably arm wrestles Schwartz and she wins.
Yes.
But I feel like, yeah. But, I could, yeah, the others, meh.
What about Lala? Like, I feel like Lala talks a lot of game, but I wouldn't be too scared to fight her.
No, I think she's all talk. She reminds me of someone we know that talks a big game and, I'm trying to remember that story, but, you know, but doesn't actually fight or anything.
Yes.
So what did you think of Brittany's dress? The purple one?
You know, I don't even remember like noticing it in the moment. So I have no comment.
Yeah, it was pretty brief, but at first I was like, oh, she looks pretty because she was very tan and the color looked pretty on her skin. But then I kind of looked a little closer, and again, it kind of looks cheap. But, you know, whatever. And probably looks good in photographs.
Yeah, it's that's what the my brother-in-law's girlfriend was showing, that Brittany was wearing some Revolve dresses, some $900 dresses that do not look like that. They do not look like that. But have you noticed that I feel like Brittany's really trying to change her style on us? Like, she's going for this, like, new, like what is this long gown, like, beachy vibe that she's giving us? Like,
yeah, especially, like, since she lost 25 pounds, you think she would go the other way.
Yeah, it's, I definitely noticed, like, a change in her style. And, you know, I didn't really like when she was always, like, showing her boobs and, like, wearing these crazy outfits. But this is also weird and not, like, I'm not fully on board with it either. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. If you remember, like, Ariana used to do the bohemian, boho chic kind of, like, hippie dresses. But that was more, like, a Free People or an authentic, like, she got it at the vintage store. And I feel like this is, like, the Walmart version of boho.
Yeah, or she's trying to do, like, glam boho, and it's not working. Like, it's not translating well. Like, it's just not working. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's a good description.
Yeah.
So anyways, so we can't really tell where they're going. So we proceed to Tom Tom, and right as we walk up, the motorcycle's still there. Lisa and Ken are right there, and I about died because Lisa looks about half the size as like she normally does. Like she was so narrow to me. Like I thought she was bordering like narrow Lisa Rinna narrow.
Like I mean, I would almost go as far to say that she is like smaller than some of the cast members of Vanderpump Rules. Like she
yes
is so petite and not in a bad way. Like it's just like. Actually, like shocking to see in person. You're just like, oh my god.
I mean, don't you think she's much like? Because we were shocked when we first saw her, but she seems so much smaller than that.
Yes. Yeah.
So I need to know what she's doing because
same.
All they do are go out to the restaurants like and have beverages and food, and I don't really see her being like a hardcore like Khloe Kardashian workout kind of lady, you know.
Yeah.
Revenge bod. So I want to know.
She does work out, though. I mean, I think she has a trainer or something. Because remember, weren't there, like, TMZ, like, photos of her, like, coming from out of the gym?
Yeah, that's true. She must just eat very small amounts.
Yeah, and just, like, liquid diet it.
Yeah. Jealous.
Yeah.
So they had one of their dogs. Was it Jiggy or Harrison they had with? Oh, wait. Is Harrison alive?
There was two dogs.
Two dogs.
Yeah, one Ken was holding, and the other was, you guys, it was like doing, like, I'm gonna have to have Chad take a picture of me doing this on the floor, because it was the most disturbing dog pose I've ever seen in my entire life. The dog's legs were straight out, like Supermaning, on the railing of the front of the bar, and he was wearing, like, this little t-shirt, but I've never seen a dog just be like, I seriously did not know if it was alive. Like, I don't know what dog would just lay there flat out like that. And there was a lot of people around. It was so bizarre. Like, I winced. I was like, what is going on?
Wow.
Yeah.
So then.
So that was, like, I don't know if you felt like this, but I felt like. Like, my adrenaline was going at that point, because here we're passing Ken, we're passing Lisa, we're passing the famous dogs, and we don't know what we're walking into. We know the cast is there. So we walk into Tom Tom, and you walk right past, like, where the entry is, and no one's there. There's no host stand, nothing. And so, like, I was, like, starting to sweat. I'm like, oh, my God,
yes.
Like, what are we walking into? And then, thank God, this is when my crush host man came out and was like, hello, welcome to Tom Tom. Will you be having drinks or dinner? And I was like, oh, thank God, dinner. We're having dinner. Like, just take us away from this, like, weird, you know, area. So he's like, great. And took us right back. And for the record, the host stand is to the right of the restaurant. So if you're lost.
Inside.
Yeah, inside.
Yeah, it was one of those moments like you're the new kid at school or something. You're looking for a table to sit at lunchtime. Like you walk in and I'm like, wait, where's the hostess stand? Where's the kiosk? Because everyone's looking at you. It's already awkward because we know they're filming. So we're just like, do we go in? Are we allowed? Are we not? And so it was a horrifying moment. Very like boom, boom,
yes.
Boom, like slow-mo. And then, yes, the host came running out and was very kind.
Yeah, and for the rest of the night, like, just if you guys end up going and you don't want to have that happen to you, he was out there most of the time. So just kind of, like, hang around and act lost, and then he should come and find you.
Yeah, go in past the patio, front patio, and to the right is that, like, rounded kiosk stand that you've seen, like, Sandoval in front of before.
Yes.
So he brings us back to the back patio to seat us. Apparently Jax was just eating there before that. So I was confused about that because he's like, oh yeah, Jax was just here, like basically at our table. But I'm like, weren't they eating at Pump? But maybe the men ate somewhere else and the women all ate at Pump.
Yeah, from what I saw in the videos on of the table, we'll get to who was sitting by us when we sat down, but the people who were sitting at the table across from us, they videoed that, and they had Jax's dad, the brother, Jax. I didn't see any of the girls. It looked like the boys.
Brittany's dad.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense because later it's like we see all the guys hanging together, like as in.
And that's
like,
kind of, I think it's kind of cute too, like the girls go to Pump and the boys go to Tom Tom. You know, like it's kind of on brand.
Yeah, so it was like Jax and Zach, and then this other guy is like, is this guy just happened to be walking behind them. And then I realized later, once Holly pointed out, look, he's in the TomTom sidecar. And like, oh, that's Brittany's little brother. Because, you know, he kind of had like dad jeans. Like, you know, Sandoval's running around in like these Metro skinny pants with a print. And then this guy just had regular like Midwestern baggy pants on, you know, jeans on. And
yeah,
definitely like, whoa, wait. So I didn't peg them together at first, and then I figured it out.
Yes.
So anyway, so that makes sense. So we sit down, and you want to tell them about the table behind us, next to us?
Yeah, so we sit down, and at first I started panicking about the table. Did you? I don't like...
It's small.
Yeah, I don't like getting seated at, like, a really tiny two-top next to a ton of other two tops. Like, it just, I don't like when you share a bench with a bunch of people. Like, it just, I don't like it. I like to be able to, like, have room and be able to talk and have a conversation without listening to my neighbor. I mean, I have extreme ADD, so that's just, like, really going to throw me off. And it happened. Like, I totally, like, meddled in everyone's business around us.
And then I would be, like, telling a story. I'd be like, Holly? Holly?
Yeah, and I'm like, Holly? I'm like, what'd you guys order?
Yeah, it was like Bart and G's when that shit was a nightmare.
Oh, that was 100 times. It wasn't that bad. It was actually okay.
Okay, but the other problem is the table's small, and then they put the giant, like, hydrangea water flower arrangement in the center, so it takes up a third of the table, and then they bring you your water, they bring you your drink. And then there's a whole plate. Each of us have like a sharing plate or whatever. But then there's no room for when the actual food comes. So it was very awkward juggling and coordinating and even trying to like scoop things onto our side plate so we could swap food. It was very awkward. Like I definitely could have like something could have fallen very easily and almost did.
Yeah. And I felt like the staff like wasn't equipped to help you with that. Like sometimes you'll go to a place where they're really smashing the tables in and like they'll remove the plant or like they'll bring like a, like, you know, like the pizza places where they have like the pizza stand. So then you have more room underneath or like, it seemed like they didn't know what to do with the stuff either. So they just like plopped it down and hoped that you would deal with it.
Totally.
So that was really weird. So anyway, so we sit down and I sit on the bench, so I'm facing like out to the restaurant, and poor Sarah has her back to the rest of the restaurant, so that sucked for her because I had like a prime view of this 12 top table that was in the middle of the patio, and I'm like, oh my god, like I freak out when I see celebrities, like I can't talk, and I was like, I'm like trying to look at Sarah and I'm like, there's someone behind you. There's someone behind you. It's Kaylee Cuoco or whatever. How do you say her last name?
Cuoco.
Oh my God. I still can't, even though you just said that, I still can't say it. So I'm freaking out. And then I look over and I see Allie from The Bachelor. And I'm like,
Fedotowsky.
Oh my God. I like watch her on Instagram like every day. So I'm a huge fan of hers.
That was funny because I hadn't even told Michaela we were going to TomTom. And then when I saw Allie there, because she was our favorite like way back when, and then she moved to San Diego when she was with Roberto, and Michaela would run into her all the time, you know, like she'd be like drunk and wasted, and like when then they broke up, she was like hitting on dudes. So anyway, she'd always tell me these reports. So I texted her at the table. I'm like, oh my God, Allie is here. We're at TomTom. She goes, oh my God, I know, I've been following her story all night. So like, cool, verification.
Yeah. So then, like, I'm, like, looking, and I'm like, oh, my God, I recognize so many people at this table. Okay, you guys, guess who else was there? Gretchen Wiener from Mean Girls, a.k.a. Lacey, whatever the hell her Chabert. Last name is. Yes, she was there.
So we've got Fedotowsky, Chabert, and Cuoco.
And a girl from The Bold and the Beautiful, who I remember, I was like, that girl looks so familiar. She's from my soap opera. I can't believe that I didn't recognize her. She's on The Bold and the Beautiful. And like you said, I think she has done a lot of Lifetime movies.
And then that Amy Davidson girl from 8 Simple Rules.
Yes.
So anyways, so that was fun.
Yeah, that was really cool. So I'm going to post up like a little post, and I'll put everyone's Instagram that was at that table, and then I'll post the picture of me like stalking the table that you can see everyone sitting there. So hello, we forgot the most important part. So as we're being seated, you guys, the guy goes, "Oh, just so you guys know, they are filming. So we're please do not do any nothing on
he
your
said
phone."
Yeah, he said we have a strict no photography policy tonight.
Yes. And so I was like, my heart sank into my butt because I brought my selfie stick. I thought I'm going to produce the best videos for you guys. Like I'm going to literally be chewing the food and talking with my mouth full to tell you guys how it tastes. And so to hear that we couldn't video, I was devastated. So that sucked, but we did sneak our phones, just to take pictures of our food. And then I did take pictures of those people at the table. But yeah.
The cast kept moving from the front to the back room where we were. So it was hard because as soon as we'd get comfortable and think, okay, let's try to sneak a few, then like the cast would come back and then we'd get really paranoid because, you know, we didn't want to get kicked out.
Yeah. But to be honest, like everyone was taking photos of their food and stuff and they didn't seem to be too strict on it. I did see a lot of people ask the cast for photos and it appeared they were saying no. I did not see anyone getting photos with the cast inside.
I didn't either.
And, I was standing by Kristen and someone asked her, and I don't know if they asked for a photo because her answer was, "I have no freaking idea." So obviously they asked something else, but, she moseyed away from those people real quick. So
yeah, I didn't see anyone really taking pictures with any of them.
No.
And every time, like, I would go out, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go out and see them or whatever. I'd either find myself walking into a shot. I'm like, oh, shit, giant camera's right in front of me, which is WeHo right there. Uh-oh, turn around. Or one time I went out front because I saw the film crew was filming the Witches of WeHo, and I saw Tom and Ariana out on the front patio. So I'm like, well, maybe I'll go out there and just feel it out. But then they were filming. So, like, pretty much if you saw them, they were filming, so there's no way you could go up to them, really, a lot of the time, anyways.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I mean, I feel bad for them, because people really do go up to them at inappropriate times. You know, we try not to do that, unless we see that there's, like, a clear chance to talk to them where we're not bugging them. But, so we sit down, I'm freaking out about the table, and then freak out number two comes when we get to see who our server is, and it's Logan, who, you know, he's been in a lot of the reviews and everything, and I was so excited to get him, and he was super fun.
It's not Logan, no, you guys. It's Get Low Logan. So he's in a lot of Ariana's stories. She's always tagging him in her posts. It's like Get Low and then like a number or something. Get Low 89 or something. But Holly goes, "Yay, I'm so excited. I wanted you." And he's like, "What?" Yeah, and then like we kind of said we knew who he was. And I'm like, "Yeah, isn't your handle like Get Low something?" He's like, "Oh, my God. I'm so happy you guys know who I am."
Yeah. And then Sarah's like, "Don't worry, we're not stalking you or anything." And I'm like, I am. And I got a picture with him too, so I'll post that and I'm going to tag him. So
one thing that, okay, when you were videotaping Tom on the motorcycle later and I was talking with, so we talked to, like, there was two different tables next to us and we talked to both of them and we forced all of them to try our cauliflower. Anyways, we made friends. So I was talking to the guy that had been there before, the day after it opened.
Yeah.
And he said it was the same thing then that, why I bring this up is the menu. So Logan gives us our menus, but he gives us one cocktail menu and one menu and one wine list. So and he said it was the same way 2 weeks ago. I'm like, why can't we all have our own menu? Like, at least for the food, I know they do that a lot with cocktail menus, but for the food, like, how are we supposed to decide if you
and
don't
also,
want us to take up 3 hours?
Yeah, and also if there's, like, a problem with, like, a shortage of the menus or something like that, maybe get them laminated because, I mean, I, like, on the beer list, I totally spilled on it. Like,
yeah.
they didn't take it away. Like, he didn't ask for it back.
Well, that makes no sense why they wouldn't have enough because they were just paper. They were on like cheap copy paper, not any kind of cardstock or not any kind of like, you know, the old resume paper you used to buy or
Are
whatever.
Are you sure? I thought it had a little bit of a pattern. It didn't.
It was very thin.
I thought it possibly could have been resume paper, though. But maybe I'm imagining. Maybe I'm giving him too much credit.
Super thin, because I was going to fold it up and put it in my purse.
Yeah, no, it was. I held it and I thought, what the hell is this? Like, it was definitely nothing to write. It was not cardstock. It was paper.
Well, and I was going to fold it up and put it in my purse, because at one point I had nowhere to put it on the table. And I'm like, I was like sliding it in different ways. I'm like, it's going to get spilled on. I'm like, maybe I'll just put it in my purse. It's like, again, too much stuff on the table. So anyway, so I just had to note that, because they do that at Sur a lot. You know, they'll just give you one menu or part of the menu's missing. You know how that happens a lot?
Yeah.
So then we ask Logan, you know, his suggestions on drinks, on food, and because we both kind of had ideas of what we wanted, but then we changed it up based on kind of what he said.
Yeah.
And I wanted to try as many cocktails as I could, with the intention of, I'm not going to drink them, but I'm going to order them and just try them so I can report back to you guys and also decide for myself if I would, you know, want to waste money on them in the future and that sort of thing. So I did that. I ended up trying four, and then Holly had one. So basically I've tried five, and you tried mine as well for the most part.
Yeah.
So we should talk about those.
Yes. Okay. So for our first round of drinks, I ordered the nut case, and
it tastes like a Hawaiian Christmas.
Yeah, I ordered this specifically based on a Yelp review that I read, where they said, "Oh my God, this drink was so good! It tasted like a Hawaiian Christmas. Like, it was so amazing." And I was like, "I am down for that." So the drink came out, and I read about this too, like that it had like coconut peels on the outside, and someone complained that it was really sticky. Like, you literally like were
it
sticky
was.
The whole time, but it was also really
it
fun
was
to
good.
Lick. So
it was definitely
good.
Really sticky, but I was like wanting more of it. I was like, oh, this is really good. It was almost like candy.
Yeah, it was like honey and coconut, and I mean, it was so good. I would totally order that drink again.
We'll post the drink menu in the Facebook group. So, I mean, I could totally read you all the ingredients of all these drinks, but if you want to see the menus, we'll post them in the Facebook group. So join that Vanderpump Rules Party Facebook group if you're not in it, and you'll see more behind
yes.
the scenes stuff. And then maybe you can look at the menus and think about what you would want to try.
Yeah, and someone messaged me saying they're going this weekend. Like, we want to hear about your guys' experience too. So, for sure, drop it in the group or message us, because we want to hear what your experience is too.
Yeah, and also if you go and look at the menus when I post them later, you can see the prices, so you can plan. So for in this case, in Holly's nut case, it came in one of those old fashioned champagne glasses. You know, the round ones, like the like. You know, Dita Von Teese sits in on stage. So pretty small, and it was $16. So FYI.
But I didn't finish it. Like, I sipped on it the entire time, and it was like, I don't know. Like, it was good. I would order it.
Yeah. So I got the one you guys have seen probably in their social media, the Clockwork Pink. It's like that really bright, beautiful pink drink that I know Ariana was drinking on the opening night. And he said it's more spicy than the other one. He liked the Doc Holliday. It's like a tequila one. And he said it's mildly spicy. And I was like, well, I was thinking about the Clockwork Pink. And he's like, well, that's really spicy. And I'm like, cool. I like really spicy. So that, unfortunately, that remained undrunk. It was pretty, but Holly took one sip. I was like, wah, because you thought it was too spicy, right?
I flipped out. I actually would 100% send that drink back. I thought it was undrinkable. It was ridiculous. And I'm not a spicy fan, but I also don't mind a little bit of a kick. This was worse than like a cleanse that I have tasted. Like, it was, I felt like I drank like a cup of like spices, like not good. Like, I'm trying to think of what the spice was that I tasted so much. It was appalling.
So in it is mezcal, fresh lemon, prickly pear, agave, bitters, and aquafaba, which is that garbanzo bean juice.
Okay.
So I don't, and jalapeno.
Didn't you taste like it tastes like I like literally swallowed like a
shrub.
Yeah, or it was like little dots, like little, like it was, it felt like pepper, you know, like if you were to like drink like a shit ton of pepper.
Right.
But obviously it wasn't pepper, but it was spicy. And there was no flavor coming through except for heat. Like it was, right. It wasn't good.
That was the problem, is I actually didn't mind the spice at all. Like I like it really spicy, but there was no flavor, and the flavor, it left me with this aftertaste of, all I showed Holly, I'm like, here's what I just described this as. I texted it to someone. I'm like, it reminded me of like your high school wrestling team's like dirty sweat socks.
Yeah, the aftertaste wasn't good. The while you were drinking it wasn't good. The only thing that it was pretty, and I saw a shit ton of people ordering it. Like there was a group of girls to the right of me, like sitting at this like bar area. They all took a picture. They had like six of them.
Yeah.
And I just don't know, like, let's say that, you know, all you can afford is one drink. How are you going to enjoy your meal with that? It's like, it's going to clash with everything you're eating. And yeah. I don't see how that's pleasant to eat or to drink. I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah, I was shocked. I really, possibly that was not made well. And they did something wrong, because there's no way that.
I would hope so. Yeah, it was definitely, they left out. Yeah, I don't know what they left out, the lemon or the something.
Something,
So then,
yeah.
I moved on to the To Loose Your Mind, which is absinthe, fresh lemon, pineapple, and habanero crystals. That one was and came in the same kind of glass as Holly's drink, and it had like a flower in it. That one was better, but I still didn't really drink it. I kept trying sips of it just to keep giving it a chance. It was better than the pink one.
Yeah, I felt like that one was closer to how mine tasted, but spicy. Like it was, it almost had like that, it almost was good, but, and I sound like I'm just a baby about spices, but Sarah didn't drink it either, and she likes spices. There was something off about this one too.
Yeah, it just there's these weird aftertastes or something going on.
Yeah.
So I didn't drink it. I wouldn't order it again either. So then I moved on. I decided I wanted like a safe drinkable drink, and then I'd try a final like whatever. So I did the Madame Butterfly, which was I didn't think there was a way to screw it up. Vodka, fresh lemons, champagne, and then whatever butterfly PT is, but that one was good.
That one I liked. I would totally order that one if I went. I felt like it was something you could sip on through the entirety of the night without it like bothering anything you were eating, and it was good. It wasn't
Great.
It wasn't
but
amazing.
It was good.
I would never crave it, but it was better than those other drinks you ordered.
Like and it had like it was like a flower, but it looked like a moth. And so it kept kind of freaking me out. But I drank it.
I feel like that would be such a good drink for like a horror themed like party night.
Yeah.
Like what, like, cause yeah, it was like a little bit scary, but
yeah.
It was still cool. And if you think of it as a butterfly, it was pretty, but if you think of it as a moth, it was scary.
Yeah. So I like when I go back, and I am going back, cause I have other menu items I'm going to try. I might get one, but I probably wouldn't get two of them. You know, I like to order several drinks, so that's saying a lot. So,
yes.
You know, so then my final drink, and because I thought the To Loose Your Mind was the one where I read you have to suck on eat this flower and your whole mouth gets numb. And you can't feel anything, and that's how you're able to drink the drink, because there's absinthe in there, which is whatever, 160 proof. But I was wrong. That is the Daddy Diablo. And because I had read about that, I just thought the experience of it needed to happen. That one, it has these things called buzz buttons, and there's these little flower buds, and you're supposed to chew them and then drink the drink, which is like tequila, ginger, thyme, ginger beer, cream de cassis, lime. I don't know. I don't understand why I couldn't drink the drink without my mouth being numb, but you tell me, because you tried it without your mouth being numb.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I took a video of Sarah doing this, and I'll send it to Sarah first to see if she approves to let me post it. But it's really dark. You guys, it was so hard to take pictures in there. All of our pictures kind of sucked, too, because if we turned on our flash, it was like we looked like we were like psychopaths that were taking pictures. So
and
we
weren't supposed to, so yeah, that would have happened.
Yeah. So we were like trying to do our best, so bear with our photos. But yeah, so I watched Sarah do this drink and I was like terrified for her. I'm like, what's happening? Like, give me a play by play. And it looked scary. So
yeah, I felt like, oh, go ahead.
No, I tried the drink after and I was scared. But again, not drinkable. There's no way I could drink that. But I'm also not a tequila drinker. So.
Yeah, I'm not either, but I will, you know, I like it with there's fresh ingredients, but I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't know. I personally did not think that it was drinkable, but I probably could have gotten it down if I was really trying to, like, party that night or something.
Yeah, so what was weird was the buzz button. So that experience was like, she's like, well, what is it? Is it bad? Is it good? I'm like, it's not good. But it's not like unbearable or like, oh, get this out of my mouth. It was just strange. It felt like there was like a sweater factory in my mouth. Like people were knitting sweaters, or it was like a forest was growing in my mouth, like all mossy. And it was very peculiar. I'll say that.
Like, let me ask you this. Like, if you, like, let's say you were like, I want to get blackout drunk tonight. You know, like, kind of like the Vanderpump Rules cast. If you ate that little whatever it was and it turned your throat into a sweater, could you have gulped that drink in like 7 gulps because your throat was numb?
It my throat wasn't numb. My mouth was numb. It was like dentist Novocaine. So it really didn't do anything for my throat. So, but maybe I needed to swallow it or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It was scary. I felt like they should like give a little like information packet with it. Like yeah, I was scared watching you do it. I was like, what's going to happen? Like, this is weird.
Yeah. It didn't like cross. I mean, it did cross my mind that it's like, well, we told them we were going to review this thing. Maybe they figured out, like, we're podcasters and, like, Jax is like, let's poison that one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And like, as Logan dropped the drink, he's like, didn't he say something like, you might not be able to speak after this or something?
It's yeah,
like,
he did.
That was, like, terrifying. It's like, wait, like, is he serious or what? Like,
yeah, he was serious. He's like, you might not be able to talk for a while. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's scary.
And that one was $17.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, so I didn't, I tried it, like I said, but I didn't drink it. And this is probably the first time in my life I like left 3 full drinks on the table because, you know, that was an experience. So should we talk about the food?
Yes, food.
So we ordered, and we'll post that menu too. I forgot to take a picture because I didn't actually have a menu because we had to share one. So I asked the guy next to me if I could take his menu and take a picture of it. So it's not a very good picture, but I'll post it. And we're going to try more things next time. And I'm going to try and go when it's like lighter in there and then I can take some pictures and hopefully not filming. I know that sounds weird, but I would like to go there maybe and just, I don't know, experience the place without all the chaos.
Yes.
So
I wouldn't say it wasn't chaotic by us at all. Like if you didn't know, like if you were ignoring it, you couldn't tell like anything
yeah.
was going on. But yeah, like where you could freely take pictures and stuff.
That's
that
what
was
I mean.
Yes, yes,
like,
yes.
I would have liked to gone in the bar and been able to openly like video or take pictures.
That's true. Yes, yes, yes.
And even if other people were doing it, I don't know. I guess they told us they were strictly prohibiting it, so I took it seriously. I'm not a lawbreaker, people.
She's really not.
Well, I have. I just choose not to anymore. But, okay, so we definitely got the what do they call them? Buffalo wings, but they're cauliflower because those got continued rave reviews by everything I've ever read, and they lived up to it. They were fantastic.
Okay, you guys, they were so – I loved them. Like, I want, like, I have already gone on Pinterest to, like, look up the recipe to see, like, how to do it. I thought they were incredible. And I'm not a huge, like, I don't mind cauliflower, but it was good. It was really good.
You don't like a lot of vegetables.
No. And so this is, Heather, like, maybe, Heather, maybe you're scared to try this. It's good. Really, really good. Because I'm a baby about vegetables, so.
Yeah. I mean, it was so good that, and there was a ton of them, and everyone, all our neighbors kept being, look, what's that? What's that? I'm like, I literally made them try it. You know, they did the plate. Oh, no, that's okay. I'm like, no, really. There's, like, too many of them, first of all.
And we're then I was getting like, a bunch I was like, of shit. I was like, okay, Sarah, like, stop giving them away now. Like, hand them over. Logan described it. I thought this was interesting. He described it as, like, the best orange chicken you've ever had. And I didn't get an orange chicken feeling. It was definitely buffalo flavored. But I get, like, it was kind of like an orange chicken consistency, I guess.
Or it looked like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was confused. I'm like, has he moved on to another dish that he's describing? I'm like, I'm kind of confused, but I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause when I tasted it, I was like, kind of like, I was like looking for that taste and it did not match that description, but, no. Yeah, it was like probably the favorite thing that we ordered. My first favorite thing that we ordered.
Well, it's actually the only thing that I would reorder.
Yes.
Put it that way. And nothing else was awful, but I just wouldn't reorder them.
I would reorder the tacos.
Actually, yes, I would. But for me, so there's two different tacos. There's Tom Tom tacos, which are traditional, like corn shell, and you can get whatever meat in there. And then there's the Bubba Pump shrimp tacos. But I don't eat shrimp, but I was so fascinated that the shell was a jicama shell, and I'm doing keto right now, so that was of particular interest to me, and I really wanted to try that one, even though I don't like shrimp. So we got them, and I picked the shrimp. Actually looked good. It was like a nice batter fry, but I didn't want to just eat the batter because I'm trying not to eat carbs. So anyway, so I ate just what was left, which was like some shredded slaw, but it was like, it had a nice citrusy flavor, and the jicama shell, I'm just in love with that idea. So even though I had barely anything in it, I did like it. I thought the flavor was good.
Yeah. And I ate the shrimp. It was amazing. Super, super good taco. It had like a really good, like spicy aioli sauce. And the shrimp was amazing. I'm not a big shrimp person. So for me to say that I would reorder this and that it was my second favorite dish is saying a ton. So it came with three tacos and, it was, if I would have just eaten that, I would have been perfect, but we were sampling stuff. So we kept eating. And after our next ones, I felt like were kind of misses, but we'll get into that.
So both of those were like $16, FYI.
Okay.
Okay. So then the next thing, because we had other things on our mind, like the other tacos or the sliders or the avocado purses, but Logan really insisted and sold, and so did many people in the reviews. Billy Lee can't stop talking about this Impossible Burger. He said, and he's a meat eater, and he's like, I like regular meat, but I love this burger so much. So we're like, fuck it. Let's just get it.
And Sarah, like, almost insisted on ordering the Kobe sliders. And I was on board with that, too. But he, again, like, he really sold this burger. And so we were like, well, let's try it. You know, like, we'll try it. So we ordered that. And then in this round, we also ordered the Crunchwrap Supreme dish as well. So I was really, really looking forward to these. They came out, and I don't even know how to describe either.
It was just like, meh. Like, I only took a little bite of the burger because I just, my head wasn't in it. I'm just not a vegan burger person. But I wanted to try it and give it a shot, and it wasn't like
it surprises me because you're such a vegetable eater and you practically are a vegan.
I just don't like fake meat. I'd rather just have no meat. I don't want tofu. I don't want that other stuff. I would just rather eat a vegetable and no meat, or just have the meat. So that's, I just don't like the fake meat products, like soy products. It just grosses me out. That's all. But
say that's how it's made, or was it made all out of vegetables?
No, it's a vegan burger. It's usually like ground up beans and tofu and whatever else, you know, like the burgers everyone eats in the freezer that are popular, the vegan. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, I mean, it's vegan and there's no meat. But so, I mean, it wasn't gross or anything like that. It wasn't for me, and I wouldn't get it again.
Yeah. Oh no, I would not get it again. I was expecting something to be spectacular the way they hyped it up. I was like, oh wow. Like I actually don't mind a vegan burger. I enjoy it. So I thought, okay, I can do this. I can take one for the team and eat this burger to, you know, give it a review, especially since everyone's been talking about it so much. So
yeah,
I took a bite and I was really disappointed. The flavor was just not there. It didn't have like a vegan flavor and it didn't have a burger flavor. It just had I would almost say like a mushroom flavor, but not in a good way.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I know that actually is like what a vegan burger tastes like a lot. But this, like, I'm the best food reviewer ever. But like, I've had one from like Burger King, right? It's like I forget what the brand is, Morningstar or something.
Yeah.
And that one tastes good. It's like it's pretty good. This did not taste good. It was nothing to write home about. And it had avocado on it. It had, like, you know, caramelized onions and
crispy jalapenos.
Yeah, it was trying, but just no.
It was trying.
No flavor. There was really no flavor.
Yeah.
Like, it needed, like, a sauce or something.
They just built, it was dry. They built it up like, you know, it's like Hubert Keller's burger bar, like million-dollar burgers. They built it up like you're going to be like, wow, I need to try that just to say I did. And it's like, nah, you don't.
And then it came with some like fresh made chips. The chips were good.
Yeah, those were really good.
And
I could only have like a couple, but they were delicious. I savored every bite.
Yeah. And then, okay, so then the most disappointing thing of all, which I like almost started crying about, the Crunchwrap Supreme, which is like one of my most favorite things from Taco Bell. So I was expecting, as someone who is a fan of Taco Bell, like this cast is, I was expecting big things.
And that's what this dish was supposed to be or inspired by, was the Crunchwrap Supreme.
And oh my gosh, was I let down. I don't know what this thing was missing, but it was, I don't even know. It had beans in it, which really threw me off. Like was it refried beans?
Yeah. Yeah. It lists that too.
And it was like pretty thick, like a thick amount of beans. So, and it was like really warm. So you bite into like this, it was like a green tortilla, you know, so it looks like really like earthy and gourmet.
Yeah.
And,
there was just a ton of chicken, which I know isn't a bad thing, but it made it really dry because there was like no sauce. So while you're getting your value on getting a ton of chicken, it's like everything was like a tortilla and then like 3 inches of chicken. And so there was just like no sauce or relief. You know?
And it was really thick and really hot, like to the point where like I wasn't able to enjoy it. And I even said to Sarah, I'm like, if this was cooled down, maybe I could taste the different like flavors inside of it. But because it was so warm, I tasted nothing. It was like I was eating nothing.
There was no flavor at all. And that was a problem. I don't even think if it cooled down. I think I found myself, I opened it up and there was some like garnish of cilantro. I was shoving the cilantro in there, and then there's a little ramekin of pico de gallo, and I was shoving that in there, and then loading, like, then there's a ramekin of sour cream. So it was like trying to like, you know what it was, and then it was just the cotija cheese. So because there was no, like, it wasn't cheesy, it wasn't saucy, it was just dry and then had no flavor. So
I mean, the fact that you've never had a Crunchwrap Supreme from Taco Bell and that's what you ate, like, they did you a huge disservice. Like, that's not how a Crunchwrap Supreme tastes at all. And the consistency was just like very off. I did noticed that, like, the producers, they ordered that. Like, I saw them wolfing it down in the corner. And I think that if you were really hungry and you didn't have anything all day and you ate that, like, it could possibly be satisfying. And maybe it was because we already had eaten like a couple of things or something. So I was so
Or maybe if you
disappointed.
had like some hot sauce, you could douse it up
Or
with.
guacamole, maybe, like
Yes,
something.
guacamole. I definitely need more cheese. You need something.
Yeah, it was trying to be too gourmet, and but then it was still like a fun food, so you just ended up like being confused. And then at the edge of like the tortilla, like it was kind of dry, like it was like stale tasting. I don't know. It was,
Well, speaking of stale, that leads us into the final.
oh my gosh, so dessert. So first of all, I was disappointed in the dessert options. I always like to have a chocolate dessert and like a real chocolate dessert, not like a flourless
Icing.
BS, you know? Yeah.
Well, they
And
didn't even offer that anyways. I think the closest you were going to get was an eclair with like a little chocolate icing.
yeah.
No.
So it was a raspberry tart was an option. A sparkle puff, what was it called?
Cream puff with
Cream
glitter on
puff
it.
with glitter, which is what we
So
ordered.
you guys probably saw it in Ariana's story. That's what she had, and she did a story like she was shoving it in her face. And it looked really cool in that video, and it did look kind of cool when we got it. It was just stale.
It was very stale, but still good.
And then the other thing was the, what, eclair or something?
Yeah. Or I don't know. He described it strange. It was like a vanilla something.
So what I'm thinking, and we could possibly give them a break because I don't think they make it. I think they out most restaurants get their desserts and pastries from a patisserie or they have a special pastry chef do it and bring it in. They
Yeah.
don't usually make it on like there because it's a specialty. So Chef Joe's not going to know how to make the glitter cupcake or cream
Right,
puff.
right.
And so, you know, they do those deliveries. Well, Monday technically is the worst day to go to restaurants because the new shipments haven't come in. So you're eating all the leftovers. And especially since it's outsourced and was probably delivered on Friday, we're probably eating, you know, 2, 3, 4 day old pastry, which really it's only good for like a day, two max.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's probably because it was Monday, you know. We could try it again if we wanted to, but it wasn't like worthy enough. It was more cute than
Yeah.
something you need to order.
Yeah. Yeah, so in conclusion, I loved my drink. I loved the cauliflower and I loved the tacos, but everything else, like Sarah said, I would never reorder it. Or I don't feel the need to try it again. Like I'd want to try different things on the menu. And the menu was really fun to look at, and there seems to be a lot of different like variations of things that could be really good.
Yeah, I definitely want to try like a bunch more stuff. And I'm still, and we talked with like the guys next to us. Their tuna looked really good. Their salad looked great, and he said it was great. And both tables next to us, we both had the same conversation. They all agreed the food at Sir is terrible. So they were like, "No, this is much better. This is great." So I would say, out of all the restaurants, I mean, I did. And I don't even know how it's, I can even say this because we just like said all this stuff. But I was the most impressed because the presentation on everything was really good,
Yes,
right?
yes.
And nothing was bad. It just wasn't like, oh my God, I need to have that again.
Yeah.
I mean, and then, or if it was, it just needs, you know, it needs a little more flavor. It needs a little more of this. So even if we wanted to order something, you could be like, you know what, could you give me a side of like, Chipotle mayo or a side of cheese to, or guac to stuff in there. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
you could maybe tweak it. But it was definitely presentation. The offering is much more interesting and kind of cohesive. You know, more than Sir's menu is. But I
Yeah.
mean, I liked it and I'm excited to try the other things.
So
And
let's talk about now like what we thought of like the overall feeling of the place. Because I was really, really surprised of like the vibe of the place. And I know people have talked about this too, but I felt like there was a really different mix of people in there versus like what we've seen at Sur, as far as like the West Hollywood people that are, you know, around. Like there was couples, there was girls' nights out, and not, I don't know how to describe the difference. It was like people at Sur, they're coming
it was like
there.
Locals.
Yeah. Like, yeah, they're coming for when they go to Sur, it's touristy. Everyone is pretty much there for the same reason. And that's to see like the cast. They're pretending like, you know, they are there to eat dinner, but they're not. And
yeah,
it's
so
a,
the,
it's a scene, you know,
the guy to the right of me, the English guy, he's just a local. He's like, no, we came, it ended up being the night after opening night. He said, you know, because it was like so new, they gave him free shots because the appetizer took an hour to come out. But he said, no, he's like, I know there's a show. He's like, I don't watch the show. He's like, my friends and I just came here because it's a new place right in the heart of where we live and go out. So they were excited that there was a new restaurant. They don't even know anything about the show.
Yeah. And that's, I guess that's what I'm getting around. Like, I feel like that is the type of people that are coming in. Like, it's like this super cool local feeling. Like, you feel like maybe everyone in there just got off work and they're coming in and grabbing a drink with their friends. Or like, it looked like some people like just got done like doing like a workout class, and like they came in like in cute workout clothes, but like they all looked good. Like it was like a cool vibe, and the restaurant itself is gorgeous. I feel like you could have like such, like I would love to meet friends there for drinks or do a birthday there. Like it was really definitely like a fun friends sort of place. I don't know if I would go on a date there. I feel like I would invite my friends there.
Yeah. Yeah. More of a friend's place, or maybe like a date in the back. I guess they could have one of those little two tops or something, or by the fireplace if they could just have drinks.
Yeah.
I did think it was cool. So I went outside at one point, and when I came, I was outside. I was kind of checking out what was going on. And then I see coming out of pump, these four smoking hot chicks, really cool outfits, all like young, beautiful in their 20s. They're all in wheelchairs and they are rolling down from pump into Tom Tom, and they come up and I was like, oh gosh, how are they going to handle this? Because it is crowded. I mean, everything it's not like Sur during girls' night in or anything like that, but I wouldn't say there's a big pathway to accommodate one wheelchair.
It's narrow, yeah.
Yeah. Let alone four. So I was like, oh, I bet these guys are going to shit their pants. They're like, oh my God, what do we do? What do we do? But it was very smooth. He's like, come right this way, ladies. And he set them up around the fireplace. And you didn't even notice, I don't think. Did you ever end up seeing them?
No.
Because they were accommodated so well that you would never know.
And I also don't remember seeing a fireplace.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was great because then they felt comfortable, because I noticed like when I was walking past, they're like, oh, sorry. And they were trying to – I'm like – no, you're fine. I'm like, don't be sorry. But you know, if they're more comfortable because they're not, you know, feeling in the way, and then other people aren't. Yeah. I thought it was great that, it worked out, and I didn't think that they were going to, I thought they were not going to be able to handle that, and they did. So good test on that. But that was where, so, you know, when we were standing by the shot bar waiting for the t-shirt.
Yes.
So if you go like directly behind me, that's where the fireplace is.
Oh, okay. 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 I saw it, I think.
Yeah. It's actually not a fireplace. It's a fireplace, but they just had like fake candles in there.
Got it. Got it.
There's no fire.
Yes.
I'm sure there will be a fire at some point. So, but yeah, everything, I mean, we got to go back so we can take pictures and everything like that, because there was so much to take, and we did get a few, so we'll post those. I just want to try and lighten them up because it was so dark.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
So we'll post those in the Facebook group. So the cast, so back in our room, midway through our dinner, Stassi, Ariana, Kristen, and Katie came back, and they were kind of like on the other side of the Bachelor Kaylee Cuoco table. So they're like right within eye shot. We had to walk past them several times actually to like to get out and go to the bathroom. And then the boys were like Well, and then Kristen kept dipping out into the alley to smoke, and then Sandoval would, and oh no, then the boys were kind of out front. I walked out front, or in the middle at some point, and that's when Jax walked in with Zach and then Brittany's brother, and like he stopped at the shot bar, and I was standing at the shot bar. I'm like, this is awkward. Like, if only he knew. But we were waiting on Logan to figure out the t-shirt situation, so we stood around there for a few minutes. We'll have to try the shot bar too.
Yeah.
See, we couldn't, they were filming so much around that area that even if I wanted to, it didn't seem accessible.
It also seemed, I mean, and this could just be my perception, but it seemed like they definitely were not going to encourage people to stand around, like that there was no room for people to stand around. So everyone kind of needed to be in their place for the restaurant to be able to flow. I mean, like the bartenders to be able to serve, the people to be able to walk through. Like there's literally no way that you could like congregate around the shot bar because you would be in everyone's way. So I don't know how that's going to work actually.
Right.
But yeah, the place was just gorgeous. Like Sarah said, we kind of had a hard time looking at the bar because we were walked through to the back patio. And then when we were waiting for the shirt, we had to stay out of the way. But standing there off to the side, I mean, it was gorgeous. Like, Nick Alain really did do a good job. And I see why Lisa is obsessed with his work because it is so detailed. Like, there were so many things that we noticed. Unfortunately, we did notice a spider web that was that was up there. But the restaurant that I worked for in Huntington Beach, we had a day where it was once a month on Saturdays, we would have to go in. Well, people like me, like the overachiever employees, would come in on Saturdays and we would dust like from like the ceiling, you know, to the floor. We'd make sure everything was perfect in the restaurant. So maybe T. Sandy or maybe this could be something for Schwartz to head up. You know, he could dust and, take care of that. Yes.
So when we were standing by the shop bar waiting for the t-shirt situation, I saw, keep in mind when we first got there, Schwartz was, like in the front patio. So he was there and obviously his wife was there all night, Tom. Brittany and her friends, like her bridesmaids and whatnot, they went off somewhere else, I think with her mom and her grandma's in town. And so I never saw them at Tom, but like the Witches of WeHo plus Ariana. We never saw Sheena or Lala, but I know Sheena was with them earlier that day. But anyway, so when we're standing there at the shop bar, we hadn't seen Schwartz since we walked in, but we're standing at the shop bar and I see Sandoval walk in from the alley with like a giant case of Coors Light in one arm and then a huge pale bucket full of ice in the other arm and brings it behind the, and keep in mind, he wasn't filming that moment, but he had been filming all night. So I think he was actually doing like a chore.
I have a question about the Coors Light. Okay. Did you notice that he handed the cans to Kristen and like, they were like literally cans. Like, I doubt they serve cans in the restaurant. Do you think that was part of like the sponsorship for the show? And he handed that to her. Cause she's like, it was just like so branded. Like, and I can't see that fitting into their restaurant.
I don't see like, a alcohol distributor bringing like a case of Coors Light.
Right.
You would think it'd be like a pallet or something. Like, I thought maybe because right when he did that, that's when like Jax and Zach and them came in. So I thought, oh, maybe this is like the personal stash for the guys.
Yeah.
But he did have the big bucket of ice. So I was impressed by that.
Oh yeah. No, I'm not trying to discredit that he was working. Like, he 100% was. And even if he wasn't, he did such a good job of coming off as like a point of like authority in the restaurant. Like, he was walking through, he wasn't rude to anyone, like, but he also wasn't stopping to like chat. Like, he very much was like throwing off a, you know, like he's a manager vibe, you know, like he has things to do. And he looked like Sarah said, he was wearing like these plaid like tight skinny pants and like these shiny shoes. He looked very much like a part of the brand of TomTom. And
I saw him kind of like rushing through and people would try to stop and he'd be like polite, but then like,
but but firm. Like it was
firm.
Yeah, I was.
No pictures.
Yeah.
And then he passed, like, brushed by me, and he's like, "Pardon me." I'm like, "Oh, like, probably would have said, excuse me. I like that you said, pardon me."
Yeah, like he wasn't, like it wasn't like he wasn't making eye contact. He was, you know, he was just definitely throwing out a vibe of like, I'm busy, which I liked it. I was here for it. So I thought it was cool. So after we finished dinner, I grabbed Logan and I was like, Logan, like, do you guys have merch? Like, our listeners want t-shirts. Like, we want to see what you guys have. And he's like, oh, there's a case up front, you know, go check it out or whatever. So Sarah and I walk all the way out of the restaurant and there's no case. So I find the cute Hostess guy and I'm like, I try to talk to him. And this is what I'm talking about, where I cannot talk to anyone who's cute or like celebrity-esque. So I'm like, hi, do you guys have t-shirts or in, like, I like stuttered. I couldn't talk. And he's looking down at his phone. And so, like, I stutter for, like, a good, like, 5 seconds. And he's like, what was that? And I'm like, do you? Like, I do it again. I'm like, do you have any shirts? And he's like, oh, yes. Like, so he directed us where to go. So we go to look in the case. And they do have shirts. So I'm like, yes. Okay, I'm going to get, you know, a couple shirts. And they had a hat. I'm like, I'm going to get the hat. We'll do a giveaway. And I know there's so many of you guys that really wanted a shirt. And so I go and I find Logan because I was like, well, we should give him, like, you know, the business if he gets, like, a percentage off of it or something. And so I'm like, hey, is there any way I can get a couple shirts and a hat? And he's like, I'm not sure about the hat, but let me ask. So he was really busy and he took the time to go and, like, ask the manager for us, which was so nice. So I have my credit card ready and everything. And he goes to talk to that Leo guy. And I hear him, like, talking. And so he comes back to us. And I wasn't – it was really loud in there. We need to address the music too, Sarah. And so he comes back and he's like, we can only give you one. You can only have one. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, I'll take a large or whatever.
No, he said – he goes – we said, okay. And he goes, okay, what size? So that threw me. I'm like – well, if we can only, I was thinking you only have one,
yeah,
but now that was, you asked us our size, that implies that you have several sizes.
Right. So it was really weird and uncomfortable. And like we said, like we were like crunched up against the wall and people were walking past us. So at this point, like we were like definitely standing out. So I was uncomfortable. And so he brings back the shirt finally. And he's like, this is like on the house. It's, you know, from me. Just take it. And so he didn't charge us for it. And Sarah and I definitely got the impression that they don't know how to ring them up yet.
Like yeah, they're, or they're not priced or anything.
Yeah, they must not be in the system or they don't know how to do it. So that is why we didn't get more shirts. I know some of you guys were disappointed that we didn't get more, but we will. Like Sarah said, she's going to go back. Hopefully they'll get it together by then. But we want to do a giveaway for the shirt if you guys want it. It's a large, it's cute, it's really soft. And maybe this is going to be like some sort of like limited edition TomTom shirt. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we forgot to quickly address the bathroom situation since it's always such an issue at Sir and at Pump.
Yes, address it.
Pleasantly surprised. There are two, and this waitress told me that they were both unisex. I may disagree on that because, first of all, I went into the one on the left.
Oh, and Sarah, repeat that. It's cutting out a little
pleasantly
bit.
Pleasantly surprised. There were three.
Sarah, can you hear me?
I'm super surprised. Like, yeah.
Okay, it's cutting out so bad. Hold on 1 second. Let's just see if it corrects itself. Okay, go ahead and talk again.
There you go. So I was going to the bathroom, and I was super pleasantly surprised when I walked in and saw three stalls. So that already trumps Sir and, sorry to bring him up, Sir and Pump. And then there's another unisex bathroom, which I walked into later, but it was full of men and they all turned and looked. So I felt really awkward and I turned right around and walked out. So I couldn't see how many stalls were in there.
Okay. I was telling Chad about this, and I was like, oh yeah, it's like, it's kind of cool, like anyone can go into the bathroom. And he's like, what? I guess I personally have never gone into a unisex bathroom where there's more than one stall. Like normally it's like a one room thing and you shut the door and whatever.
Yeah.
So this was my first experience like this. And he's like, wait, is there urinals and like a stall? And I said, no, it's only stalls. So that's cool. And I personally don't have, I don't think I would have any sort of like privacy issue in there. Like it was really comfortable. It was nice. And,
But I think the one with the guys, I think it has both urinals and stalls, because I saw like in my vision, like 2 to 3 men standing up there, and I saw their pants, and I don't think they were washing their hands. I don't know. So I think that one might have both. So we'll have to investigate that again, but
yeah, I took a video of the one bathroom, so I'll post it up for you guys to see. But yeah, like Sarah said, I appreciate that there's 3 stalls. There's a nice sink, you know, the mirror, like it was much better than at Sir, you know, where you have to like wait for so long to get in. And it was nice, but it is kind of hard to find. So just an FYI, it's by the booths in the middle of the restaurant, and the wall, like it like meshes in with the wall. So like kind of like drag your hand along the wall and then you push in to go to the bathroom. It's kind of weird looking.
It's right next to the stairs that go upstairs to the kitchen.
Yes. And I'll post the video so you can see.
It's basically between the shop bar and the garden patio.
Okay, so the other thing, just really quickly, I know we're going long. This is like ridiculous, like an hour review. The music. So on the patio, it was like fine. Like it was like dusk. Like it, the sun's going down. It's like starting to cool off. It's really nice. All of a sudden, the music goes on to a level that was insane. Like I had to yell across to Sarah. I'm disrupting the other tables. The other tables are distracting me because I'm hearing their conversations because they're having to yell. And it was like ridiculous music also. Like, I don't remember the songs. They're probably on some of my videos or something. But we saw later that Schwartz was DJing, and I'm pretty sure that that was him playing those songs.
Yeah, because he, like I said, we never saw him again. And then after someone made the comment, I was like, wait a second. I do. One of the times I walked out and then kind of caught myself in the middle of Witch's WeHo, Katie was looking up at the DJ booth and like making hand gestures and mouthing something. And I'm like, oh, because I was like, who's up there that she, but now it makes perfect sense. He must have been up there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess that's Schwartz's.
And, like, all the photos of him up there DJing looks like he's, like, DJing on a bathroom floor. Like, it looks very strange. And I also am not here for, like, it's just not working for me that he's a DJ.
No. But how else is his contribution? Like, everyone's talking about it. Like, how is it fair? So I guess this is how he's contributing. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to post a video. So after we walked outside, we got our shirt and walked outside, and T. Sandy, like, pretty much, like, followed us out there with Brittany's brother. And, I was taking another picture of, like, the motorcycle, because Sarah got one when we first walked in, but I didn't. So I'm taking one, and then T. Sandy and Brittany's brother walk out. And, Sarah had made a comment where she was like, oh my God, the sidecar seat is so small. Like, I would freak out, like, trying to get into that. And, like, looking at it, it's very narrow. And I felt this, I was like, oh my God, you're right. Like, I would panic trying to get into that thing. And what was nice about that is Brittany's brother got into it no problem. I didn't see him actually sit down, but he looked, like, comfortable sitting in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was wondering if any of you guys are like motorcycle riders, because watch the video that I'm going to post and tell me what's wrong with the motorcycle, because T. Sandy could not get it started to give Brittany's brother a ride, and it's making this like tick, 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 tick sound. So I don't know if like the battery was dead or what it was. So someone who rides motorcycles, let us know.
Yeah, they got their helmets on and everything, and people are out filming them, and then it's like, it didn't start.
And I showed Chad the video, and it's funny, because, like, at one point, Sandy's like, damn it! Like, he's, like, all mad, so it's pretty funny. And it was embarrassing for him. Like, I was filming, and Chad's like, are you just standing there filming, like, 2 feet from them? I'm like, yeah, I was. And he's like, were other people doing it? And I was like, well, normally they do, but no one was doing it. Like, it was just me. So,
it reminded me of, like, when you're trying to, like, start a motor, like a lawnmower or a boat, and it's like people are watching. You're like, whoa, you know, you're pulling the thing, and it's like, just all eyes on you.
Horrible. It was horrible. Yeah, I felt so bad. So I, at one point, you'll see in the video, like, I turn around because I'm just, like, mortified for him. So I did turn around, and I have 2 videos of it because he came back and tried it again, and it still wouldn't start. But, yeah, it's really cool. I really like his little motorcycle. I like the idea, and he has it, like, lit up with all these lights. So it's very similar to how Lisa has her pink car out front of Sir. This is out front of Tom Tom, and it's all branded, and he did a really good job of, I think it's, like, it brings the whole experience, like, to the street, and then you walk into the restaurant, and it's an experience. Overall, I really like Tom Tom. I can't wait to go back. And
me too.
We can't wait to hear what you guys think. And we can't wait to have a meetup there. We have to do something there.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. As we were walking back to our car, I said, let's just stop in Sir. Jeremy's working. We said we'd say hi. So we stopped in, said hi to him for a couple minutes. He was working behind the bar doing some little bartending. But you guys, I really think Tom Tom's going to steal a lot of the thunder because, granted, it was later at this point, but it was like we were the only people in there. And it was really nice to be in there and be able to walk around, but it was dead.
Yeah. So it was 10:30 when we were there because I was just looking through my photos and I was like, I've never taken a picture of the Sir sign. I'll post that too. It was like a fully different experience that I've ever had at Sir, except for brunch. Brunch was that way also. But it was so nice to be able to, like, walk and, like, to go put your, like, stomach up to the bar. That has never happened to me before, ever.
Right, or maybe set something on the bar. I actually set my purse on the bar. I was like, this is weird.
I actually set my elbow on the bar. I was like, this is, like, it was like, I see why people sit there the whole night. It's pretty nice.
They don't move, yeah.
So it was really fun seeing Jeremy. I hadn't seen him since he was hanging out with Sarah, so it was fun to catch up with him. And it sounds like we're definitely going to talk to him again soon, so that was cool. And then I'm dying to see what happens tonight with the whole engagement party. Brittany's whole family is in town, that should be exciting. Did you get a chance to kind of see what everyone's wearing tonight? Did you notice that Stassi has a different neckline on tonight?
Yes, but you guys, last night at Tom Tom, I really like the jumpsuit. I love a gingham, navy, checkered, like, I love it, but it was the same neckline, like, with the V in the middle, but yeah. Tonight, I did notice that. So, thank you, Stassi, she's doing something with her makeup. And though, you're right. Like, she looked like that last night, but in her stories today, I'm like, maybe she's just not wearing much makeup or something.
Her hair looked really, really different than I've seen it look before. It looked really, I almost didn't recognize her from the back. I was like, who's that? And I was like, oh my God, that's Stassi. It does not look like her. It looked really, like, really natural and, like, almost like a little bit beachy.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, California girl.
Yeah,
beachy.
Like, kind of like hippie. Yeah, it was, like, very relaxed for her, I thought.
Almost like when she looked, like, season 1, like, more, yeah.
And I hate to bring this up, but you guys, Jax is looking really good. Like,
I know.
He's almost season 1 Jax, which I don't want to give him that title, not even close, but... It's a huge improvement from what we've seen. Like, he's not looking bloated. He looks.
Yeah, his face is like, his face has calmed down a bit. I was like, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but yeah, I think he's actually looking pretty good.
What do you think about Jax's new tattoo?
I didn't see it.
Okay, he got a tattoo. He took some writings for that his dad, like, wrote to him. And it says, make good choices. Love, Dad.
Oh, my God.
It's like, it was, like, both heartbreaking and, like, dark to me. Because it's like, is Jax really going to make good choices? Like, I pray to God that he does. But it's also like, if he doesn't, like, that's on his, like, now that's on his body. Like, he's like, you know, like disrespecting his father's wishes. Like, it's, it was just like,
yeah.
Like, my dad used to write me letters like that. Like, when I would do something really bad, he would write letters to me, and I would be like, when I would see, when I'd be like, oh shit, like I'm in, like, it's almost worse than like, I'm disappointed in you. You know, like, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm getting a letter. You know, where he's like, you know what, I really want you to just make good choices. We all make mistakes. You know, like, it was like one of the, like a letter where you would just be like,
the heartbreaking ones.
Yes. Yeah. Like, there's like teardrops on the, yeah, it's just like, the
disappointment.
And that's like, I guarantee you that's what the dad was writing to him. And like, it just like broke my heart. Cause it's like, I hope, like, I'm so sad that Jax is sad about his, I mean, who isn't sad about losing their parent, but it's like heartbreaking that he got that tattooed on himself.
I wonder if it was like a final letter that his dad was writing, like, you know, in his final days. That could be.
Like, and like, that's like such, it's like, that should be the banner above Jax's head, like, make good choices. Like, it's heartbreaking that his father wanted that for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, ugh. I don't know.
So there's some more stuff pertaining to fathers and Lala's showcase, but we can talk about that if you want to do another one later this week, and we can like recap OC, but talk about some of the other things that happened in the last week. There's some stuff that popped off with Lala, James, Sandoval, like, so we'll get it all together and just put out another one over the next couple days or something.
Yeah, for sure.
So that we don't keep you long on this one, but then you get more.
Yeah. And you guys, we just thank you so much for being patient with us since we are Skyping. Sarah is out of town and I'm still with a newborn. So this is so helpful that you guys are dealing with Skype sound right now. And I know that, some of the audio on our last one was not good, and I apologize to our guest Bex. I'm so sorry that people couldn't hear her. But hopefully this is better. I'm in the garage, so hopefully you guys can hear us better and it didn't cut out that much. So
yeah, and we'll go back to in person. But yeah, for now we'll just keep you guys informed. So we'll be back soon with some of the other things that have been popping off.
Yes. And also I mailed out all the crystals today. So you guys, most of you are getting them either tomorrow or on Friday. So yay. So you'll get your crystal kits and what else?
So for the next one, we'll figure out how we'll do the TomTom t-shirt since we only got one.
Yes.
And I'll try, you know, we're going to try to get more, but for now we only could get the one. So we'll do that on the next podcast.
And then I know so many of you guys have asked about, like, are they taking reservations, and they are not yet. But, I did hear Logan say that they're trying to get on Open Table. So it seems like they're working on getting reservations. So hopefully they will, but from our going on Monday, we had no wait, and we did see a small line when we were leaving, but like Sarah said, the line seems to move really fast and it seems okay.
Yeah, and they were filming, so maybe people had, like, gathered up around for that, too. But it was a small line when we left anyways. So.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks, guys, and we will talk to you hopefully this week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.